It is Monday, November 9th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Joe Biden finally defeats Donald Trump as most major news organizations called the race on Saturday morning. Trump, however, is throwing a tantrum and insisting he didn't lose. Big surprise. Meanwhile, newly reelected Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unloads on the Democratic establishment, which is already lining up to blame the left for their miserable down-ballot showings. And lastly, the U.S. surpasses 10 million coronavirus cases, with the last million coming in just the past 10 days.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
After 3 days and four nights of watching vote counts roll in, the major news organizations called the 2020 election for Joe Biden on Saturday morning. Donald Trump, of course, has refused to concede the election, instead insisting that everything from election fraud to media bias is against him. He was, predictably, at the golf course when the election was called, probably because aides forced him to leave the White House to take his mind off of things. Then Rudy Giuliani hosted a surreal, pathetic press conference outside the Four Seasons Total Landscaping Company, not the hotel. Axios reported on Sunday that Trump plans to read out loud the obituaries of people who supposedly voted but are dead at campaign-style rallies over the next week. If this is the best he's got, we're not particularly worried. The mainstream GOP already appears to be cutting him loose, while some of his sycophants in Congress, like the incredibly cowed Ted Cruz, are still carrying the torch for him. Seems unlikely that Mitch McConnell will want to do anything that endangers his entrenched control of the Senate, especially since there will be two runoff elections in January from the state of Georgia. Biden, for his part, has laid out some plans for day one of his new administration: rejoin the Paris Climate Accords and take a more hands-on approach to the pandemic by appointing a national supply chain commander. But again, that won't start for over 2 months. Till then, we can only hope that Trump's useless legal challenge to the election will occupy enough of his time that it can't fully tank the economy or cause any more pain before his time is up. The peace pact between progressives and centrists in the Democratic Party seems to be over, and New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did not mince words when it came to diagnosing what went wrong this election. Besides Biden's victory, the 2020 election was basically a catastrophe for Democrats. They failed to take the Senate, unless a miracle happens in Georgia's runoff elections, and they lost seats in the House instead of gaining them. Centrists immediately tried to pin this on progressives, with Representative Abigail Spanberger blaming causes like defunding the police and, quote, socialism for hurting the party's ticket. Several other members of the party establishment made similar noises, and it's clear that AOC's wing has had enough. In a fiery interview with the New York Times, she said, quote, I need my colleagues to understand that we are not the enemy, and that their base is not the enemy. That the movement for Black Lives is not the enemy. That the movement for Black Lives is not the enemy. That Medicare for All is not the enemy. This isn't even just about winning an argument. It's that if they keep going after the wrong thing, I mean, they're just setting up their own obsolescence. The full interview was filled with quotes like that. AOC is clearly pissed, both at being blamed for the party's failures and because many of her colleagues wouldn't accept her help in organizing their campaigns. She said five representatives did reach out for organizing help, and all five won their races. It's pretty clear that this is going to be the core fight of the Biden administration. The centrists, right now, have all the power. They have the Speaker of the House, and they have the presidency. But as the election showed, they're intensely vulnerable from the right and don't appear to be listening at all to the leftists who could help them.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
During all this electing and suing and infighting, the coronavirus pandemic is still churning through America. The country passed 10 million cases on Sunday with no end in sight. The last million cases came in the past 10 days alone. Case reports are soaring all over the country, as are transmission rates. We're in for a brutal winter if this keeps up. The virus is spreading fastest across the Great Lakes, the Great Plains, and the Mountain West regions, a lot of the places that were relatively spared early on in the pandemic. And bear in mind, there's almost no hope of any federal assistance during Trump's lame duck period. The only things that can mitigate the spread are personal diligence and, hopefully, some assistance and potentially new restrictions on a state or local level. Biden is expected to name his coronavirus task force today, but they'll obviously be hamstrung until he can actually take office in January. Legal advisors say Biden doesn't have the grounds to do a nationwide mask mandate, but his task force is expected to focus on promoting mask wearing however else it can. But again, there's 2 months to get through until then.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A new report in Truth Out quotes anti-fascist activists and researchers focusing on the far right who continue to warn of the potential for far right violence in the next few weeks. The election process thus far has been mostly peaceful, but right-wing networks are still reportedly very tense and filled with threats of violence. A series of Fox News exit polls on Friday showed that 72% of respondents wanted a government-run healthcare plan. These polls aren't the most rigorous out there, but they continue to add evidence to the fact that Medicare for All isn't actually an unpopular idea. The key races to look at over the next few months are both in Georgia. We'll have more on these as the week goes on, but for now, know the names. Democrat John Ossoff is taking on incumbent Senator David Perdue, and Democrat Raphael Warnock is taking on mega-corrupt incumbent appointee Kelly Loeffler. Those runoffs will happen on January 5th. Lastly, Alex Trebek, the legendary host of Jeopardy, died on Sunday at the age of 80, leaving behind a legacy of wit and wisdom that won't be equaled on primetime TV for a long, long time.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's all for the AM Quickie. Check us out today at noon, live, or later as a podcast.